Aya tayo ma yamune yamune maha mune zo Aya tayo ma yamune yamune maha mune zo Aya tayo ma yamune Mahamune zo Daya dayo mo yamune yamune Mahamune zo Daya dayo mo yamune yamune Mahamune zo Daya dayo mo yamune yamune maha yamune 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 zo
Did you do the three time edits collected by our Sabbathists? May I achieve our kind compassion of the Guru Shatamundu with enlightenment? Jinjin Mangal Gundo Rajasan Did you see Jing to Jinle Sela Cha Zong to Omo Mai Ni Be Me Om Mani Padme Hum. they are the cause of those nir karma defilements, collected from beginningless rebirth, but not completely purified. So same thing, all the sentient beings, you see, numberless helpings, hungry animals, human beings, sura, sura, something happened there. So with that meditation, so generous, thousands of generous on the count of each sentient being, constantly purified. So with that, we say meditation, we chant the mantra. So request that to guide yourself and everybody, your families, all sentient beings. Okay? So that includes those who are dying now in the hospital, in the home, anywhere who are dying now, and you see, who are, say, unbelievable sick, or so who are experiencing unbelievable other, so many other suffering. So, okay, good to remember as extensive as possible their sufferings. Okay, and then constantly they are purified. You see. Om for this Dharmakaya, the generous holy mind, for the ultimate guru, then to this manifestation. Thousand Amma are generous, and to se, which is merely imputed by mind, which is merely imputed by mind. So that means, nothing exists from their own side. So what appears existing from their own side is hallucination, the object to be reputed a gapcha. What exists, what is made by my mind, by the mind, and so that then the then you see the jealousy and the thousand arm eye, this pure, holy, pure aggregates, you see. So the so that then every piece is the face and the elephant face and the arms and legs, you see. However, then you see, then goes down finer, finer. Then the atoms, then the particular atoms, like the four schools of Buddhist philosophy, say, the photon mathematical school, the second one, Pasangika school, so, the Chittamata school, the other school, then the atoms no parts, the beliefs, the, but here, atoms are parts, so the particles. Atom has a particle, and those atoms are particles, so it goes on like that. So everything, the aggregates, this is lymphase, thousand jars, this, you know. So even the small parts of the face, small parts of the pieces of the arms, the legs, however, so then down goes down the atoms, you see, and particular atoms. However, then you cannot see by this eye, you see. Cannot see by this eye. So finer and finer, you see. I cannot see even by this eye. So, I mean, when it goes down the atoms, it's smaller, smaller, you see. So only you can see machines, but with not this eye, you see. So that hand was not finer. Yeah, so anyway, so all this million bit. Merely imputed by the mind, But what made it to appear real? You know? But when it appears back to your mind, why it appears something real? You know, real a face, real arm, real legs, you see, you know, real genesis, you see, existing from outside. You know, something independent. Truly existent, existing from outside, existing by nature, so that, see, truly existent. So this projection, hallucination, projection by your ignorance, ignorant past, ignorance, concept of truly existent, left negative imprint on your mental continuum, and then projected. Up to your mind, million with this, million with this, and this and this, then project the true existence. Project, you see. So, like on the table, this cloth is covered, you see. So that, so the floor, the floor, whatever. This plastic. Oh, okay. So this floor is covered by plastic, or down below the earth or something, you know, it's covered by plastic. So here is same, you see, you know, all this meaning imputed by mind, but the ignorance projected the hallucination. You see, right up that second jealousy, real jealousy, independent one. Truly existent, existing from inside, existing by nature, truly existent, you see. Then also the elephant face, you know, real face, existing from inside, truly independent. And the legs, you know, the arms, the legs, you see, are truly existent, independent, exist from inside, by nature. So in Tibetan term, Rangsinji Tuba, existing, you know, by nature. Rangwen Tuba, existing from inside, truly existent, Dhamma Tuba. So there, see. So you see, there's all this hallucination you projected. You know? So all the jealousy then there's the aggregates in the face and the arms and that. And then you go more pieces, you know, then and more pieces, the atom, then in the particular atom, so all millimeter, all existing in the being imputation of the mind. So the then they say so the what appears something real, that's the reality, but what appear something real, see. So hallucination, see, projected from the ignorance. From your not somebody else's ignorance projected to you, not your parents' ignorance, not your friend's ignorance, not your enemy ignorance. There's not harm given by your enemy, no. In projected this hallucination, not by God, not from God. Yeah. So your ignorance, you see. So made everything real, you see. Real in the sense existing from some side. That's what called gaksha, object attributed, okay? So this. So then, should have understanding is not true. You see, what the way it's appeared to you is not true in the reality, you know? So when you meditate, there is either front of you or yourself. So should have this, not only focusing on the jealous holy body, but at the same time, at the same time understanding the way it appeared to you, independent, truly to all this, see, it's a decorated of there on the mere invitation of the projected by your hallucinated mind, ignorance. So that that's total hallucination, you see. Do not exist at all. So if you visual jazz there or you visual jazz then. It is the most important. How to meditate on deity, how to visualize deity, you know. So how to become Vajrayana. If you don't meditate on this, when you visualize deity, then you see your mind did not become Vajrayana. So your mind focuses on the deity of the body. That's a method, but devoid of wisdom. There's no. It's only a method, it's no wisdom. Like bird, you know, with only one wing cannot fly. You need both wings. So similar here, only focus on deity's holy body, but wisdom is missing. So your mind maintained on deity's holy body, wisdom is missing. So it doesn't become Vajrayana. Inseparable of two, you see, materialism. So Vajra, you see, inseparable. So inseparable, it has to be two, you see. So what it means, materialism, you see. There is a path to enlightenment, you see. So, path to enlightenment, unified, the state of unification, okay? So here you need path. Your mind, you see, while focusing on the deities of the body with method, but at the same time, you see, At the same time, understanding, that is the way it appears, the aspect of the way it appears to you, this independent, true existent, you know, existing from there, but so it's not true. You know, it's not true. The total hallucination, you see. So instead of holding this true, that concept truly isn't. That becomes cause of samsara, you see. So to not become that, you know, cause. So then you see, you hold that same mind, the focus stage of the body, then understanding, you know, you see, all these hallucinations, the way it appears to you. All these hallucinations do not exist at all, that from its own side. Like magician person, you see, illusion to your mind, you know, out of the mantra, out of the materials, with certain materials, you see, and then illusion to your mind, illusion to audience mind, you see, senses, so your mind, you see, yeah. Then you see the illusion, you see, golden palace or, you know, golden elephant or golden palace, whatever, beautiful man, woman, whatever, all sorts of things, you see, mountains of elephant size, you know, size is elephant, anyway, whatever. So, also, you see, so, and so if you know this musician person, you see, you know, say, with the mantra or those powers, certain substances, illusion to your mind, you see, senses, and then to see like that, you see. So you, when you know you are illusion, you see, then you see, you have the appearance, but you know at the same time it's not true. You see, you don't believe that's true. You don't let your mind hold on to that truth, you see. So at the same time, you know, you have the understanding. It's appear, but at the same time, your understanding is total non-existent, you see, not there. You know, it's not true, you see. So similar when you're dreaming. So first understand, so that helps, you see. Attachment doesn't arise, you know, attachment, anger, whatever, something, you know, there's something, you see, you know, that you don't like or something, attachment, anger doesn't arise because you don't believe it's true, you see. You don't allow your mind to believe it's true because your mind understands it's not true, you see. So that. Now, exactly the same in the dream. When you know, while you're dreaming, you recognize, you see, this is a dream. While you're dreaming, you know, you're able to recognize this is a dream, okay? So exactly the same. Appearance there, you see. somebody talking bad about you, somebody talking nasty things about you, complaining you or provoking you or talking your mistakes or somebody praising you or, you know, how you are beautiful and how you are so wise and how you are, you know, your kindness, whatever you say, you are marvelous. Okay, anyway, you are gigantic, so you know this is a dream, so it doesn't affect your mind. It doesn't affect your mind. You know, your emotion going down, going up and down, all that thing, you see. So it doesn't do that. Because you know it's just a dream. Not true, it doesn't exist. Not a dream, you see. So it doesn't affect, it doesn't bring your emotions there. There. High, and then suddenly, another next minute down, you see, all that thing, you see. So you don't have that, you see. So whatever happened, whatever is happening around, you see, around you, you see, your heart has peace. Whatever happened around, and somebody criticizing you, somebody praising you, you know, somebody putting on, somebody putting ornament, you know, you see, somebody, you see. Yeah, somebody do a massage or the whatever, and then somebody hit you. Somebody, somebody cut in pieces. Yeah. So anyway, what's ever happening? So you know it's a dream. So yeah, so it doesn't. So it's a, it doesn't bother to your mind. You see, you know, there's a, I get angry attachment. You see. So you, and you know it's not true. While these things are appearing, you know. That is it. So, so it's very interesting. The dream. Dream is very good. Dream is very good. Very good meditation. Very good meditation. Very good meditation. Very powerful and very exact. To let our daily life. You see. See. You know, whatever is happening to the life, you know, to their life, you see. It's a very exact. It's a very powerful meditation. So, see, so this, as my talk got carried out from that, but from the mental deity, but I must come back. Yeah. But anyway, I'll sort of mention this one. In the 7 points of total transformation, so see, look at the phenomena like dream. Look at the phenomena like dream. That's very powerful word, like light from a bomb. On this wrong concept, this ignorance, you know, like from a bomb. So you see, that means that includes the I, you know, the day life, you see, the phenomena exist. So I, self, the action, object. So if you're walking the road, you see I, action walking the road. So so they say, then the action, eat, you know, eating, action eating, object food, action talking, you know, for them now, I'm talking, so, to you, object, then, see, from your side, I, am listening, actually listening, a talk, you see. So, you know, in the daily life, always there's our action object all, you know, all the time, you see. So, see, oh, you know, so so forth, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, problem, happiness, virtue, non-virtue, so everything. So all the phenomena. Look at light, dream. Chana milam tausam. So you see, remember I told you before, when you visualize deity. So may petition, then the next second, you don't see the holy body, the jealousy, doesn't appear to you merely labeled by mind, you know. Doesn't appear that. That happened just a second before, okay? Meaning by mind, by your mind. But the next second, you see, it should appear back. It should appear back, meaning by the mind, you know. You see, should appear back. But that's not happening. You see, when it appeared back, next second, when it appeared back, it appeared back. Totally opposite, totally false. totally opposite, totally false. You see, not merely labeled by mind. Appear back, not merely labeled by the mind. Completely opposite to the reality. The second before, impeded by the mind. So you say, independent, is it? Exam, say all that. That's what's called Gakcha in the mathematics subject. Say, cause, okay. So you see, here, well, I'm finished this one. Then, so here, you see, So you see, that's the mind focus on the holy body. You see. That's what about this, yeah. Then, say, understanding, sometimes see, the aspect that, you see, however, so, this is existing promotional side, you see, not merely labeled by my, however, all this, you see, projection by the ignorance, okay? Decorate on mere imitation by the ignorance, okay? So the total hallucination, you see. So having that awareness, total non-existent, I understand that. Total non-existent, you see. So in the dream, I mentioned about illusion, you see. The dream, you see, so much, all this appearance, you know, so much, you see. Oh, I mentioned before, beautiful object, ugly object, you know, indifferent object. So if you don't recognize this dream, then attachment rises on the people, anger rises on the people, and ignorance on different object, you see. If you only do not recognize this dream, but when you recognize the dream, it doesn't happen. You see, the emotional mind doesn't rise. So your mind is peace. You know, so see. So, for example, so you see, in the dream, so there's some sharp things, you know, wood or some sharp things. Then you see, if you recognize this dream, you go, because you know that you want to hurt, you see. So you go like this, all the sharp things, you see. You know it cannot hurt you, you know. But if you think, you see, we don't recognize it's a dream, then we think this is a real one, this is from inside, then you're afraid. Yeah? So when you recognize this dream, then you see, you know, it doesn't hurt you, go on the sharp things, you see. you get anything. you can jump through the cliffs or whatever in a dream, we can do it, you get anything. Yeah. No fear. See. Put you in a dream, see. So it's amazing. Anyway, so like that, see. So you know this obvious appearance there, but it's not true, see. It doesn't exist, okay? So that understanding or false. So therefore you see I started that here. It doesn't exist, you see. I understand that. Also you can think because reason merely labeled by mind, you know. So impossible existing from a society, you see. However, then, your mind, they're focusing on the body, at the same time, aware, you see, that this appearing, existing from the side is not true. Like recognizing the dream is a dream, you see. So, together, the one mind, practicing together, method is inseparably of two. Unified those, say, two, okay? The one man. So become Vajra. So then, you see, the, say, bring purpose for that, to achieve that, and then, and also, it becomes cause to achieve the say, result time. You see the innovation, normal learning. Universal, the holy body of the mind, okay, the Dhamma Kaya Rupa Kaya. So this becomes preparation for that. So it brings you to universal normal learning. To the full enlightenment, the universal normal learning. So your mind is unified of mental wisdom here. When you visualize your deity or mandala or anything. This becomes a vehicle that makes to achieve part-time unification and then the result-time unification. So it brings to enlightenment. So therefore, this method of wisdom, the focus on the deities of the body, at the same time understanding it's empty, you know. It has no true existence in nature. Yana, vehicle. It becomes Yana vehicle, which brings you to enlightenment. So what do you visualize deity outside or yourself? Correct way to visualize deity is this. Thus cannot become Vajra. All the compassion, Buddha absorbed to numberless helpings, who are on crown, absorbed to numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless human beings, Sura, intimacy, all, they all become compassion Buddha. We mentioned that. People are next to you in this room. Everybody's generous, okay? So all the human beings generous, all the citizens being generous, okay? But now we chant some mantra with this mindfulness meditation, see? The house generous mandala, you see? Transcendent, you see, in pure jealousy, okay? All the noises what you hear, jealousy, mantra, all the noises, all the car noises, you know what you hear? All the noises, people coughing, you know, all the noises, omani bimihung. People coughing is omani bimihung, okay? Car noise, omani bimihung. So everything pure, okay? So by holding that, then chant Om Mani Padme Hum, okay? Your thoughts, Dhamma Kaya, generous for the mind, the absolute guru, okay? We already visualized, we did meditation, enlightened all symptoms, okay? Generous, thousand Nama generous. So keeping that, you see. 무슨 말씀이세요? So this this is my mother. My mother's chanting. You know, my mother's looking for loud. Her chanting this. Omane beme, 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 omane beme. Omane beme, 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 omane beme. Omane beme, 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 omane beme. Yeah, then say, we did get married to say, and including cause, karma, delusion, and the full enlightenment. All these four levels of happiness towards the numberless helpings, okay? Numberless hungry ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless sura beings, numberless asura beings, numberless intermediate state beings. So you, the one person, can accomplish this, okay? By bodhicitta. All this happiness to the, up to enlightenment, to the numberless, to each and every single sentient beings, okay? So may this bodhicitta be exercised with one's heart, in the heart of one's family members. Then you can think about anybody whom you want to pray, whom you want to pray, your friends or enemy. You want to pray for enemy, you know, or who doesn't love you, who hate you, whom you hate. So you see, to pray for the enemies is so good. It's so good. It's fantastic. It's yum yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum. Ah, praying for yum, yum. Oh, yum, yum. So anyway, so it's so good. Yeah. So then for a passive prayer, passive person you want to pray, like being Latin to a general bodhicitta in the heart, being Latin, or you see, you know, that example, I mean, that. So, you know, that that old people do not like, you know, somebody, everybody hates somebody, you see, you pray, bodhicitta to general, okay? So anyway, bodhicitta to general in the heart, or all the sentient beings, okay? Or in the heart, all the sentient beings, okay? without delay, a second, and Bodhicitta, in whose heart Bodhicitta generated, may to be increased. Okay? So wait with that dedication. Okay? Changjo semenjo rinpoche maje ba namahe je joche jeva nyambay mebaye koine bondoy bewa. And we pray, particularly we pray, we dedicate our merits, all the past, present, future merits, collected by three time merits, collected by others. May the Bodhicitta be enshrined in the heart of all the leaders of the world, and especially the leaders of mainland China. Bodhicitta in their hearts, okay? In one country, for example, one city, there's so many millions of people in one city. So in one country, there's so many. So they will have perfect peace and happiness, and they will be led. They will be led in the correct path to peace by the leader. Okay, so if the leader is Bodhicitta. So makes huge differences to the, but all the whole world is connected, depend on each other. You see, by economics, by many things, depend on each other. So therefore, one country has so much peace and happiness, then that also affects other countries. So you see. Like that, okay? So it's very important to pray this. Changjo semenjo rinpoche maje bana je joro je jeva nyamba meva ye kone kong pewa jo. Now, it's very important. Did all the past, present, future, marriage, others means numberless sentient beings, including numberless bodhisattvas, okay? And then on top of that, all the Buddhas. So others means everybody, sentient being or Buddha. All the marriage, did all this marriage, then may the Bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the, every single person who follow different religion in this world. Bodhicitta to be actualized is so important, that prayer. Chanjo senjo rinpoche ma je pa na je jo je jeva nyamba meva ye kone kondo pewa jo. So this world filled with the perfect peace and happiness, and everybody live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. And whatever they do, only become cause for enlightenment and cause for happiness of all sentient beings. And war, poverty, economic problems, torture, sicknesses, danger of fire, water, air, earthquakes, all these things. Then wherever it's happening, wherever it's going to happen, may all this be pacified immediately. May all this be pacified immediately. Okay? May nobody in this world experience this forever. We pray this. This is the shortest one. So anyway, I'm going to mention that quotation which I started. I'm going to mention that. Since I talked about that, since I made some noise on that. So. Good afternoon, good evening, good evening. So I didn't see I didn't say Lama Rasul for a long time, so I was coming since I'm in France near, so I thought to come to say Lama Rasul. So then.